dann kann man da die Wiege gerade noch bewegen. Also dann hat man da einen Start. Das gehört so zusammen.
Josef Eberle of the Walser Museum in Triesenberg, Liechtenstein, explains how a typical Walser woman could use her hands to spin flax into thread, while at the same time using her foot to rock her baby to sleep in the cradle.
Wenn man jetzt das K am Wort anfängt, sagt man als CH, wir sagen zum Beispiel ein Kind, statt das Kind, wird unten im Tal sagen.
Eberle demonstrates the difference in pronunciation between the common German dialect spoken in Liechtenstein and the Walser dialect spoken in Triesenberg. Triesenberg sits on a shelf above the Rhine, affording a wonderful view of the wide river valley. The Rhine is at its easternmost point here and serves as the border between the tiny principality of Liechtenstein and Switzerland. In the 13th century, the Walsers made the long, grueling journey from the upper Rhone Valley in what is now Canton Valais and crossed the Rhine. These people were taking part in a large migration from the Rhone Valley, which also saw families settle in eastern Switzerland, Austria, and northern Italy. They were all following the promise of a better life, and to this day, members of all the Walser communities in the Alps still gather to celebrate their common heritage. Hubert Selle is mayor of Triesenberg.
I was very impressed by the Walser reunion last year in Brig in Canton Valley. There were people there from Walser communities in Switzerland, Austria, Liechtenstein and Italy. The Walser anthem was sung and somehow I felt a certain solidarity with the other Walsers. I was touched by the experience.
It's the dialect which sets Walsers apart from other people in Liechtenstein.
The fact that we are mountain folk certainly makes us different, but the biggest difference is our German dialect. When someone from Triesenberg speaks, everyone knows where he comes from. But you can't tell the hometown of any other person from Liechtenstein just by the way they talk.
The story is similar a couple hundred kilometers east in the Austrian alpine resort of Lech. Petra Malin is an archivist. She's the first person attempting to write down the particular Walser dialect spoken in Lech.
When you come to Lech, you will be confronted with it because you came into a house and there are special chairs and dishes and photographs and so on. And I think that the people keeping the houses, that they tell you something about it.
The fact that most alpine regions remained economically backward until the post-war period helped preserve Walser culture because there were few outside influences. The culture was nearly destroyed, though, once the modern world invaded, transforming many of the poor farming villages like Lech into ski resorts, with dozens of ski lifts, hotels and restaurants. Paradoxically, the tourist boom has enabled the Walsers to prosper, preventing a mass exodus to towns in the valleys seen elsewhere in the Alps. This would have been the final nail in the coffin of Walser culture. Instead, people with Walser ancestry are more curious than ever about their roots and are trying to save what remains. The dialect is still being spoken, and proudly, even if the vocabulary, once rich with words important for an agriculture-based society, has been decimated. But what is left is experiencing a revival.
Today, more than a few years ago, our chief of the community, when he talks to us, he talks mostly dialect. I hear him only in his dialect.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
The tens of thousands of tourists who descend on Lech and Triesenberg each year are guests in hotels and restaurants named Walser and tour the Walser museums found in both villages. These museums shed a little light onto a culture which is fighting for survival, as Josef Eberle in Triesenberg explains.
Languages, by their very nature, change over time, but it's remarkable that our dialect has survived the centuries. I can still remember from my school days when most people in the village spoke the dialect. There was someone from a different part of the country in my class, and he spoke differently. It sounded almost alien.
Wie ein Fremdkörper schon empfunden. Also da hätte man müssen vielleicht eine Stunde drehen, bis da Butter entsteht.
A butter churn is one of the many household and farm implements at the Triesenberg Museum, marked with the names in two languages, German and Walser German. Eberle is hopeful Walser culture can be saved, despite the new threat of globalization. He says the dialect has the potential to be considered an important cultural value so that young people can feel they're special and can identify with their community and with their language.
There is a trend across Europe to recognize the importance of the individual regions. Not everything has to be seen from a global perspective. We're starting to recognize the cultural values of small communities.
Dass die Töne hört man jetzt ja auch aus Europa.